A dangerous mission. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A UN special nuclear watchdog team is en route to a damaged nuclear power plant in Zaporizhia, Ukraine, to inspect it for possible hazards. There is still heavy fighting in that area, but IAEA team leader Rafael Grossi says they're pressing on.
I have been briefed by the Ukrainian regional military commander here about that and the inherent risks, but weighing the pros and cons, and having come so far, we are not stopping.
Reuters reports Russian forces have been shelling the route the inspectors would take to the plant. Russia's defense ministry claims Ukrainian forces have tried to attack the plant but have been repelled. President Biden delivers a political speech in primetime tonight from Freedom Hall in Pennsylvania on what he calls the continuing battle for the soul of America. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre defending the president's criticism of former President Trump supporters.
The way that he sees is the MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party. This is an extreme threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights.
A hearing is set in federal court in Florida this afternoon on former President Trump's request for the appointment of a special master to oversee the Justice Department's handling of the evidence seized in the Mar-a-Lago raid, the Trump legal team calling the government's opposition to their motion a means to avoid judicial scrutiny. The FDA has given emergency use authorization to another round of COVID-19 booster shots.
The updated boosters contain the same basic ingredients as the original COVID-19 mRNA vaccines, but are modified to target the circulating Omicron variant BA4 and BA5. As well as the strain that was included in the original vaccines.
FDA Commissioner Robert Califf, the U.S. has already purchased more than 170 million doses of the boosters. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
A massive heat wave will have much of the west and southwest baking for the next several days.
The National Weather Service says a dome of high atmospheric pressure settling over the southwest, and that's producing temperatures anywhere from 8 to 12 degrees above normal. Nowhere is that going to be felt more than in what will most likely be the hottest place in the U.S. this weekend, Death Valley. Daytime temperatures are expected to be around 125 degrees through Tuesday. At night, it's only going to dip down to the mid-90s. Forecasters are concerned that the combination of a heat wave and the holiday weekend may be especially dangerous as more people try to spend time outdoors. Till NATO, Fox News.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency, allowing the state to buy more power from out-of-state sources and urging Californians to conserve power, even asking limits on the times they charge their electric vehicles. Doctors will remove life support today from wounded Richmond, Indiana police officer Sierra Burton. She was shot in the head 3 weeks ago during a traffic stop. Her colleagues say her last act of heroism, organ donation. In South Carolina, the condition of a bullet leads to a murder charge.
Nicholas Skyler Lucas was initially charged with involuntary manslaughter in the death of Keisha Luan Lucille Tate, but the charge was upgraded to murder after crime scene technicians determined the bullet that struck her could not have ricocheted off a satellite dish being used as a target. Investigators say Tate had pulled back the curtain of her kitchen window in Gaffney and was looking out when she was shot. They say Lucas had to turn and intentionally fire in her direction to hit her, and the bullet in Tate's chest matched the size of the ammunition used in the .45 caliber handgun Lucas was firing. Lucas had told the judge the shooting was a complete accident. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.